We're talking today with our new state president of the Oklahoma FFA Association, Cale John. Cale, let's talk a little bit about your involvement with FFA. What got you interested in FFA as you got to that point, eighth, ninth grade, to be able to get involved?
Well, being that I grew up in production agriculture, we raised cattle and wheat and hay and stuff. Being that I had that background, that's what I knew and it's what I loved. It's what I was very passionate about. Through 4-H, I showed cattle, and I always looked up to those guys that were in FFA. I thought, man, I want to be that. That would be so cool. So when I did have that opportunity to become a member, I jumped on that, and I got involved immediately with everything I could, and it hasn't slowed down since. It's just been quite the adventure.
What are some of the things you've done in FFA in your career?
Throughout my career in FFA, I have done public speaking. I have shown cattle, judged livestock, did some AgMech stuff, built a trailer my senior year, and really I was a chapter officer for three or four years. So it was just that on top of running for state office. So,
and running for state office, you've done it twice now, and you've done it for a statewide office both times. That's a pretty good challenge in and of itself. You've been state secretary over the last year, now state president. Tell me about the year as state secretary.
The year as state secretary was a very humbling one. I'll never forget what it was like when they called my name. I really didn't think I was going to get it, so it was a very, very humbling experience. You know, when you look up in the Cox Convention Center and you get to see, you know, so many thousands of people looking at you, you know, and expecting you to uphold what we believe in, and it's a very humbling experience. But throughout the entire year, it was so fascinating to be able to see the impact that we have and to be able to serve the members that make Oklahoma FFA what it is.
After serving a year as a state secretary, you had a choice. Several of your fellow officers decided that they were going to basically end their FFA career as far as state office is concerned. At the end of this past week or so, the state convention, you decided you wanted to extend that time and you wanted to run for a second state office, and in this case, state president.
Yes, sir. It was, for me, it was the decision about what example did I want to set. You know, because of those state presidents and state officers before me, you know, they were the ones that encouraged me to get involved, you know. They were the ones that, you know, I thought, man, that would be so cool, you know. And then so they encouraged me, and now I feel like it's my responsibility as an officer to give back. And then this time it was to try to give back again to serve those members that have put me where I am and that have made me who I am.
You're going to be in a different role. You're going to be actually leading an officer team. You've got responsibility over a whole set of officers that have not been through the process before. You've got to be leading by example, don't you?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And that's one of the very cool things about Oklahoma FFA specifically is how we have a returning president from the previous team. And what that allows is that allows the president to already know what's going on, and it really helps to coordinate the rest of the team, because coming in, you know, you've been through high school and now you're going into college and you have no idea what's going to happen. And it's really good to have that kind of mentor, if you will. Drake was a phenomenal one for us last year, and we really couldn't ask for a better one. So I'm going to try to fulfill that role for this next team.
What should a state officer team try to do to encourage the things that are going on out in the countryside? How do you build up the state membership as far as to encourage them as an officer team?
Well, one of the most powerful things that we have as an officer team is our own story. And that's one of the very cool things about this officer team is we don't all have the exact same story. We have some who grew up in the suburbs. We have some like myself that grew up in production agriculture. So we all have a different angle to approach our story from. And that makes us more applicable to the membership because they are allowed to kind of see, well, hey, they're like me. You know, they're able to relate. And when they see what we got out of being FFA members, then they think they can do that for themselves. And that's what we're here to really do, is just to show that they have the opportunity to find that.
One of the exciting times of the state FFA convention this last week was the announcement of the Hunger Challenge. Very, very strong results, and just a further example of how giving FFA members really can be.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We had over 300 chapters that were involved in the program this year, and they donated over 500 animals, 511, I believe, to be exact. So it just really shows that, you know, their heart of service. And what that allowed is that allowed for over 2 years of protein sticks to be put in backpacks for elementary students through the Eastern Regional Food Bank and also the Oklahoma Food Bank. So it's just a very cool opportunity to see what FFA members can do when we all work together. As Mr. Stats would put it, a lot of people are about talking about making things happen, but FFA members are all about finding a way to make those things happen, and that's truly what they've done this time.
You've got some more service ahead of you as the state FFA president, but what's FFA meant to you up to this point in your life?
Well, I've commonly said through the last year that FFA is who I was, yet it made me what I am. Growing up in production ag, I knew that's what I always wanted to do, and it's what I loved, honestly. But being an FFA member taught me to have that voice for what I was passionate about, taught me why I was passionate about it and how to speak about that and how to show others what it truly means to me. And I believe that's what FFA has meant to me. It's meant so much because it's made me who I am.